producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Help yourself to access with us as we talk about the issues of the day. How many people are concerned, interested, or maybe if I get to the bottom line, even care that Obama met with Mr. Putin? He's got a plan to get rid of ISIS at the expense of the United States and many of the countries that are free in the Middle East. Is it worth it? That could be the question. Is it worth it? Why isn't everybody else doing? Why do the Russians have to get involved? They have no real stake.
Because they want control in the Middle East. They have relationships with Assad. They have relationships with Iran. They would like to have Iraq. Yeah. So this is a good way for them to insert themselves in the politics here. But look, they've taken on groups like ISIS before. They know what they're doing. So why not?
Yeah, they took on the Taliban. How'd that work out for them?
Well, you know. But their take, I thought it was interesting that he called us out. Putin called us out on the carpet at the UN saying, look, you're arming people, and all of your weapons going straight to straight to ISIS, straight to the terrorists.
How do you argue
and
with that?
He's right. Yeah. I mean, gosh, I told you earlier on today that it's, I hate to say I agree with Putin, but
don't hate anything.
I agree with Putin.
Hate's a horrible word. Please don't use it.
I don't like that I agree
with
him.
Don't like it. All right, let's find something good here. The NASA Mars Orbiter revelation. The instruments show strong evidence that H2O trickled down the slopes of Martian mountains. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, could suggest the presence of microscopic gas. Not the kind... that kind. It's the other kind of gas.
Yeah, you don't like that kind.
Comes from, by the way, gas that you, any kind of gas, whether it's yours.
Where is this going to go?
Whether it's the stuff that comes out of the ground. Yeah. It's all created by the digestive process.
And Taco Bell burritos.
Whatever. The microscopic organisms that work in amongst all of the fossil material that has been degraded, digested, and created oil, that's how it happens. What do you think? It just happens? No. Microscopic life, it's a really fascinating thing to deal with this or to dig around in this. Much more fascinating than many other... It depends, I guess, on your interest. I'm fascinated. Maybe that's why I'll spend 60 seconds telling you how this all works. You've heard me talk about cows and their digestive process, and when they poop, what comes out of the poop are all these microbes that get into the soil and really enhance the value of the soil. Well, the same thing happens in the world of microscopic life. Amoebas. Didn't you study all this stuff when you were in school? Botany, biology, chemistry, all the things that come. The biology of this equals the chemistry of this. So microscopic life up there comes from, and then, well, it creates gases, and gases create water, fluids, because that's really what water is two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen. It becomes liquid. If you take out one of the hydrogen molecules, it becomes a solid. So that's how it works. You put another hydrogen oxygen. That's how you move liquid to solid and back to liquid again. So in the process of looking at what's going on Mars, they're finding the point I'm making here, all of these chemical reactions that have to lead to life. Now the question comes, do you want to go there and live? I don't think I want to go there and live. But if there's no choice, if we continue to do what we're doing here on this planet, we will destroy. I was talking to somebody last night. I have a coach who is studying this sort of thing. and what we're doing to ourselves on this planet. What we have, and he maintains that we all are doing what we're doing because we're not paying attention to other people's language. You think that's true? Do you really, when you have a disagreement with somebody, do you really listen to what he or she says? About what his point of view is?
Sometimes too intently, actually.
Really? That's you?
Well, think about it, though. When you hear things and you misinterpret them, it's maybe because you're listening too hard. You're trying to read too much into what people are saying.
All right. Let's take Putin and Obama.
Okay.
Let's take that as an example. All right. Let's back up a little bit and talk about these two and whether they're talking to each other or at each other.
Oh, no. At each other.
They're talking at each other.
For sure.
And as a result of that, nothing really gets fixed. So the animosity continues to grow, and we can start with that and go down, or you can start with you and go up. Do you listen to other people who have different points of view than you do when they talk with you to try to explain their point of view? Maybe they're trying to convince you that they're right, whatever it is. Do you really listen to the? Do you listen to people talking about Planned Parenthood and the real issue? Are they talking to you? Are you talking to them? Or are they talking at you? Think about any number of issues in your life. The fact, you look at the Republicans and the Democrats, they're not talking to each other, they're talking at each other. Businesses that compete sometimes, instead of working together to make their product better, they're only interested in their own turf. So they talk to each other. They talk at each other rather than to each other. This happens oftentimes, whether it's a single one-on-one or whether it is a larger scale discussion that gets up to the very top echelons of how we save the world, because the world is in pretty frightful state. All in all, it's a beautiful place. All I have to do is go outside, see the greenery, the sunshine, the beautiful blue skies. You want to screw that all up? That's what talking at each other leads to. It's all about a conversation. And people are not having conversations. They're not getting to the root of what our problems are. I'm going to a conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Thursday and Friday this week. I'll do the program from there. And part of the message in this conference is getting people who are in business to talk to each other.
Yeah.
How do you make business? How do you make love? Do you talk at them? Nobody's going to love you if you talk at them. If you talk to them and with them, they will.
But unless you're George Clooney.
Right.
Then just talk away. Right. Whatever.
So anyway, not to belabor the point, but I think that that's a part of what we're dealing with here. And I got to that from microbes.
I know. I was wondering about that. It was quite the stretch.
Yeah, well. But it is. It's all about life, isn't it? Think about living. Let's think about life. Remember that old song? Maybe not.
Yep.
But the reason I went from microbes to there is because we're looking at Mars as a way of finding a home to escape from because we're screwing this place up. Why don't we fix this place so we don't have to go to Mars? Right? I mean, isn't that really what all of this exercise, all of this research is done because of one thing, whether you say it or you don't say it, we know we're screwing up the Earth. And sooner or later, Mother Nature is going to have a lot of gas, and she's going to eliminate the problem, and it'll start over again. This planet's been around for billions of years. We've been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and look at what we have to show for it. A mess. You think Mother Nature's going to let us ruin this planet? Yeah. Sooner or later, it's either going to get fixed by thoughtful people, and there are a lot of people who are now working toward that end. Lots of people understand what a mess we have made of this planet. And the first thing that needs to be done is to stop having so many people live on the planet, because that's the surest way to deplete the oceans, the water, the food resources, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. There's no educated real leadership there. We are all about doing business with India. Take a look around. That's the way the world's going to look. What goes on in India is the way the rest of the world's going to look in 150 years if we don't curb population growth. It'll look just like everything in India looks. Horrible. But back to going to Mars. Okay. Oh, isn't this great? Great research. Good for science. No, that's not why they're doing this. They're doing that because they know that some people will pay to get off the planet and go up to Mars. The guy who runs Tesla Motors. as he's introducing a new car, by the way. Did you see that? The Model X.
That sounds kind of cool, doesn't
new
it?
New sport utility vehicle. Yeah.
Do they still have the trunk in the front with the SUV?
Yep. Well, I don't know, but the trunk is in the front of the trunk's in the front and the back on the Tesla. Lots of storage space. The regular model, but Model X. So there's the guy who's got all kinds of money. He'd be first on the spaceship out of here to go to Mars. He's paying for a lot of this stuff on his own because he got the dough. Michael Bloomberg, you were talking about him maybe running for the presidency. He's funding some of this stuff on the side. There are a lot of people who are from that ilk that are funding, very privately, research into getting out of here. And if you don't believe it, look around. They see what's happening. They know that we can't continue on the road we're on. So what do? You fix it or you leave. That's what people in their patterns of life here on this planet. If we don't like a place we live, we go somewhere else, right? We mess up one town.
Just
go to the next one and mess it up. Yeah.
Get in our Tesla X and go.
Right.
How do we know that somebody hadn't already messed up Mars
long
time ago and that's what's left?
Yep.
That's where they're going.
Maybe, but then we have life. But you know what? Kenny, life just is a cycle. It goes back. What goes around comes around. That's what happened on this. Look at how many species have survived on this planet and how many have gone away. We're just one of those species. So to think that we're going to last forever here, that's foolishness. I'm just trying to slow it down a little bit, it would seem, at least for another 30, 40 years. It's 18 after on Good Day.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them, and the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology, but there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at heartlandmonitor.com.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kenner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Monday and Tuesday only, it's Macy's Designer Pop-Up Sale with 25 to 75% savings store-wide. Designer sportswear, dresses, handbags, and more for her, 25 to 50% off. Designer suits, dress shirts, and more for him, 25 to 60% off. Take an extra 30% off clearance shoes for her. The best brands for your home, 40 to 70% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with promo code FREESHIP. Macy's Designer Pop-Up Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Through the top five songs from this week in 1984, every hour at this point in the hour, we always have a focus on some sort of musical event or music of our lives, etc., etc., etc. You're going to like the five songs that were big during this week in 1984. Starting at number five, Stephen J.J. Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Crack it up, Richie! What a great pop anthem. This is an anthem. It isn't a song. It's an anthem.
No summer time. No warm July.
Is it not?
No harvest moon July.
Spring. Great. 24 after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Number four belongs to Miss Cyndi Lauper. She bops. This kind of almost put Cyndi Lauper in the same category as Madonna a number of years ago.
Yeah, and they came up together.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
She took on a bigger career, I think.
Yeah, she has.
But she's more of a Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, but Lauper seems more real for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Craig, this probably happens to you. Next one is even better. I love this.
How can it be better than this?
This is good. Number three is better.
Who's gonna try?
I love this song.
Great song. Great band.
The Cars from Beantown. And I'm resisting telling my joke about the police and the cars because I think it's been overdone.
No,
you want me to tell it?
No, thank you.
It's not even a joke. It's a silly observation.
Sadly, Kenny, isn't Benjamin Orr the singer on this one?
Yes, he is.
Gone
dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So they need to, the cars need to combine their talents with the police in order to survive.
There you
go.
You can sting the chest in this song.
Yeah. This is
I thought the Cars should combine with the surviving members of the Doors, and they could be the Car Doors.
Doors.
I like it.
Or all three of them together.
The police car doors.
Yeah.
Number two this week. Here is 1984, John Waite, Missing You. Was he a one-hit wonder?
No,
I don't remember anything else. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bad English.
Bad English.
Treat the audience to a little of this music, please, Richard.
There's a message in the wire, and I'm sending you the signal tonight. You don't know how to
looks like I'm losing this fight.
All right, so we get the drift of this song. Number one this week, 1984, belongs to Prince and the Revolution. Let's go crazy. Was this the era of the chaps? Was he still wearing the chaps?
He was wearing leather pants here, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Was he still, how much does he do in terms of touring, Prince?
Not a lot. I've tried to go see him once or twice. I have never seen him. Out of the hundreds of bands, I've never seen him. And I would like to, and I'll pay whatever it takes. So
really?
Bring it on, Prince.
Wow, Richie, that's a big
thing. You know what? You've got to see him.
What do you pay? When you go to a concert, what's the average price you pay for a seat?
Not a lot. I don't go to big concerts. The last big concert I went to was McCartney.
Yeah.
Just because you have to.
Yeah.
So I paid, I don't know, $300 for both of us to go, something like that, $350.
Yeah, so going to Madonna.
I go to the State Theater, which is 15 minutes from my house, and $25 for a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, because all the bands I like are these big monster bands, and you can see them once or twice a year for
$25. But you wonder sometimes, when you look what the average person, again, what you just said is so true. I've been to, what, three or four events in the Boston Garden this year.
Madonna doesn't need my support.
$300.
Cracker does.
Yeah, well, but you may like the music. Well, maybe you don't.
I don't enjoy McCartney was great. I don't enjoy sitting in a big, huge stadium.
Well, you don't hear it. It's not intimate. That's true.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's all about the money. 28 after the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of the day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here. Working our way, kind of grinding around through a lot of things. The superintendent of the Naval Academy says that he's confident that women who graduate from his school will eventually go on to become Navy commandos. But the military has to change its policy barring them from these jobs. I thought there were a couple of women that just got pushed into or pulled into or introduced into the SEAL system. Wasn't that there like 2-3 weeks ago? A couple of women that went to...
I think they graduated from the Virginia Academy.
Yeah. Doesn't that lead them to becoming SEALs or something?
Apparently not. I don't know.
The equivalent? If you look at these women, there are, and this is not just for the women that are doing this sort of thing, but this tarnished old business about men are supposed to do this and women are supposed to do that. When you were growing up, Jennifer, did your father or your mother try to put you into certain groups? This is appropriate for young girls, and this is appropriate for young boys.
I did it on my own. I was pretty much all girl.
Really?
No, the only one that would say anything like that is sometimes my grandma would say, oh, you have to act more ladylike. That's not what a lady would do. But that's about it.
Really?
Those two women graduated from the Army Ranger Corps.
And so what are they going to do? And is this the same? The Ranger Corps is about as stringent
they will be Army Rangers.
SEALs. Well, the Rangers are like the SEALs, right?
No, the equivalent? I think if you talk to a SEAL, they might disagree
with you.
If you talk to a Ranger, they would probably say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, but the point is that women are gradually getting into these areas.
I don't think that they are capable of. Can still be on the front line.
Why?
Though.
Why?
I think that there's still a barricade there.
Why is there a barricade?
Because the higher-ups in the military haven't approved it.
And why do they not want to approve it?
You have to ask them.
Oh, okay. So let's... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's put Admiral... We have a gentleman who's a former admiral. I guess you still refer to admirals as admirals, right? Admiral Rick Dobson, who has become a fan of this program.
You carry the moniker for life.
Yes. The admiral is like governor, I guess, or president, right? You carry that. Admiral Dobson, welcome back to the good day. How are you doing?
Good day to the good day crew.
Yes, the good day crew is having a good day so far. So before we talk to you about what's happening in space, let's talk about what goes on in the military and the sort of thinking that would keep women from getting to the highest pinnacle of what men are able to achieve for success. How do you, you were in the Navy for how long?
I was in the United States Navy for 16 years.
Okay. And so in that time, what did you see in terms of encouraging women to go as far as they can or discouraging women to go as far as they can and are capable?
Do you want my military view or my personal view?
Both.
My military view is that I feel that if a person can meet the qualification, they should be advanced. And it should be specifically, if they can't meet the qualification, I don't care if they're male or female, I don't care what race, religion they are, they shouldn't be promoted because the military needs the best. If they can qualify, they should be advanced.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same theory we ought to apply to everything in life, isn't it? Whether you're in business or whether you're driving a truck or whether you're a weightlifter or whether you're trying to be a SEAL or whether you want to be... It doesn't make any difference.
Whether you want to come to the country?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, that's one side. Okay, give us the other side.
My personal view as a Christian, as a man of faith, is that women should not be on the front lines.
Mm-hmm. Because... Why does Christianity, what has that got to do with, Christianity got to do with
other
women?
It's not right to have the mother of our children, the bringers of life, to be on a battlefield that's...
Why are you taking it that way, Rich?
Because, like you, like me, I wasn't expecting that response, and it's a very thoughtful one.
So thank you for that perspective. That isn't why you called. You're sort of keeping track of all of our conversation here with regard to space, and I have great interest, as you've been able to figure by listening to the program, in all of these things. I was talking earlier about the situation with Mars and microbial life there and other things, and somebody said that the reality may be that Mars was like Earth and it got ruined and this is all that's left. What do you make of that?
Well,
by the way, Admiral Dobson is the chairman of the International Space Agency.
The International Space Agency, I've dedicated 33 years of my life to science and the exploration of space, the frontiers of space. And I will let you know, when I had the founding office for the International Space Agency back in the late 80s, early 90s at Cornell University, Carl Sagan's office was only like three doors down from mine. And we knew way back then that there was liquid water on Mars. As a matter of fact, we had seen the satellite imagery of water geysers that was on Mars that actually, back in the mid and late 80s, there had been, when old Walter Cronkite was still around, they had done a couple programs about these water geysers, and everybody said it wasn't possible because there was no liquid water on Mars. Well, we scientists and those of us who have our nose in the nitty-gritty for years have known there's been liquid water on Mars for a long time now.
So why is it, what's there about the Mars orbiter that brings this to the surface? Is it just the opportune moment for it? Why is this being heard now and wasn't heard before when you were saying it?
I believe that it's just a public interest story, that somebody decided that they were going to politically push this. It's just, to me, it's not new. It's something that we in the scientific community have known for a long time.
Right. So where does this lead, Admiral Dobson? Where do we go from here? Knowing now it seems to be practical, common knowledge that there is life on Mars. So what happens next with that information?
To the stars and peace for all mankind. That's where it leads to. Just like the settlers came here to the United States, the New World, as it was referred to in its time, we have the technology. We have literally a million people who have signed up for the one-way mission to Mars. My organization has chaired over 400 classified and secret meetings in Washington, D.C. for 30 years. to establish the relationships between the Russian Space Agency, JAXA, which is the Japanese Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and other national space agencies on the planet to prepare to build the technology, the ships, to carry human life to Mars.
Is that where the private investors, the Bransons of the world, the Musks of the world, the Ellisons of the world, these guys all get together and they fund this? Is that where we're going? The government's not going to fund this, are they?
I'm afraid to crush the multi-million dollar Branson show, but those guys, they're in it for themselves. They're in it for a joyride. Those of us who've been behind the scenes for years, out of sight, out of sound, are the ones that the media should be focusing on. But we don't have an entourage of beautiful women tagging behind us going rah, rah, rah. So we don't make the news.
Really? But you are making, I don't know if this is news, you're certainly making a point and making it well here. And it's kind of optimistic. Or am I reading too much Pollyanna into this? Is this, should we be optimistic about having a place to go? And do you agree with what I said in the last half hour, that we're ruining this planet? And we've done a lot. We haven't gotten too far, but Mother Nature is going to push us aside if we continue to harm the planet the way we are. Do you agree with that?
Well, Mother Nature's not going to push us aside. She's going to roll us under, and we're going to be visiting the land with our predecessors called the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So there'll be something else that will survive and thrive here because we can't handle what we're doing. We can't handle. We've become successful. We've used the earth for profit, and that's okay. It's all right. All these things we have done, but we haven't fed back the way we ought to. We've taken, but we haven't given back. And I think that's kind of where we are.
Well, there are those of us who want to give back.
Yep.
And we're not heard because we don't sell newspapers. The silent majority, you know, the scientists and the grassroots.
Then I switched things to my little wand, Richie. All right, well, we got the gist of what I just moved my cursor down because
and it accidentally clipped.
It just clipped him. Yeah. All right, so anyway, what Admiral Dobson is saying, and I'm sure he'll be back again, is that there are a lot of things with regard to this that we've already known, great things to think about. Where do we go from here? That's the question that I asked of you. That's the ponder here. In the minute and a half or two that we have for commercial time, Jennifer is going to prepare to bring you up to date on the television news. Fear the Walking Dead is getting its own spinoff.
Yippee! Woohoo!
Or not. 16
a
before
spinoff that. Of the spinoff.
Yeah, right. 16 is 44 after on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
America's founders knew that the people's right to keep and bear arms was the ultimate guarantee of freedom. Yet in recent years, our own government has chipped away at that most basic protection, banning all sorts of firearms and ammunition in the unending effort to save us from ourselves. It is ironic that a government which continually tries to restrict its own citizens' right to self-defense sells more than $66 billion worth of weapons to countries around the world, including some of our most dangerous enemies. A look through the lens of liberty would make it clear that the founders had it right. The defense of freedom requires free Americans who can defend themselves.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Are you curious where your last name came from? I was, so I went to try Ancestry.com, typed in my last name Stewart, and learned I have royal ancestors through my 8th great-grandfather. A few clicks and I discovered when my family left England, the ship they sailed on, and how we ended up in Boston. And it was as easy as typing in my last name. Plus, it was free.
See what new family stories you can find today for free. Go to TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Oh,
there you go.
47 after the hour.
Everybody.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You can always tell when he's in the control room.
That's right.
And Ken
Get
Kessler.
Get your truck out, everybody. We're driving through.
All right. So here's an interesting grab, Jen.
Tell me, Dougie.
There's a media company that is hoping to parlay the popularity of YouTube into shows. They're going through YouTube content to look for pilots. New Form Digital has an incubator program that solicits video shorts from content creators, and they say that if yours is good enough, we'll make a TV show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. You think
it's smart.
Where is it? Yeah, but where has it been used yet? Is there any show that's around this year that may have come from that source?
No, but there's Justin Bieber. Lots of things are discovered on YouTube, and so this isn't a big surprise that they would find concepts for TV shows. But that also brings up, ideas that are stolen. Your son has been in the TV industry and had ideas stolen without YouTube. Imagine when you're starting to put things up there on YouTube.
Right. Yep.
It opens your intellectual property up for everybody.
Are they talking about shows produced to be seen on YouTube or,
no ideas.
Or broadcast?
No, this is broadcast. They're taking ideas that have been set forward. We all know, how many things do I have on the YouTube Doug television channel?
Yeah, and there's a lot of web series that are made specifically for that for that platform.
Right.
All right, in other TV news, the spinoff of the spinoff of the spinoff, there was Walking Dead, then there's Fear the Walking Dead. Now, there's Fear the Walking Dead Flight 462. It's a 16-part web series that follows a group of passengers aboard a commercial airplane during an early outbreak. Viewers will see the plane and the lives of the passengers put in jeopardy once they discover an infected traveler. This will start on October 4th on AMC.com and will then air during two commercial breaks during the Walking Dead season 6 premiere on October 11th. So check that out if you're a fan. Now on Dancing with the Stars, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Kim Zolciak-Bierman, she's on she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, singer of the hit song Tardy for the Party that everybody loves so much. Well, she was performing on Dancing with the Stars, and then last week she had a TIA. She had a mini stroke and was put in the hospital. Well, she wasn't going to dance, but now Dancing with the Stars has said, look, you don't dance, you have the stroke, we can't let you continue on. Legal team at Dancing with the Stars said no, that the lawyers, they just wouldn't budge on bending the rules. She's off of Dancing with the Stars now. She can no longer dance.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, it's too bad. Gosh, show a little sensitivity, people. She had a stroke.
All right, ABC.
Well,
you want to do Stephen Colbert? Go ahead.
Well, I think so. I think it's kind of interesting. People wanting to know how Stephen Colbert is doing in the Late Show spot. Well, his debut
Better than
week
David just, did, that's for sure.
Yeah, his debut week just added 1.6 million viewers. He edged out Jimmy Fallon, which is huge. Jimmy Fallon's been killing it since he took over at The Tonight Show in the 18 to 34 demo, which is that really important one. So, big victory for Stephen Colbert.
It always happens the first week, though.
Yeah. Well, but he's actually not a bad show, considering it's him
and
all.
No, I think we weren't expecting much.
And that Trevor Trevor Noah, what happened with him when he showed up?
I think it was a lukewarm response. We'll get some of the reviews tomorrow. You did?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
A lot of the stuff I've seen was kind of lukewarm online.
51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I believe we have been way too serious all morning long to this point. So I am going to suggest that we change all of that.
Ooh, cool. I like this.
And perhaps in a moment or two, Richie, you'll be smiling. And maybe Jennifer will be smiling. And Kenny will be smiling. And more importantly, people who are listening to us will be smiling right after this.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected the little wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, so Jennifer, there are choices to be made in life.
I love choices.
Would you like us to pursue things a southerner would never say, or some of the more traditional or less well-known things that blondes say?
Oh, well, you know what? I love the southerners, but I am a blonde, so let's go blonde.
She was so blonde, she spent 20 minutes... What happened?
How blonde was she?
No, if you interrupt me...
When, you can't talk when Doug's telling a joke.
You can't, no. You'll
hey,
just,
go.
No. Quiet. She was so blonde, she spent 20 minutes looking at the orange juice box that said, concentrate.
She was so blonde, she put lipstick on her forehead because she wanted to make up her mind.
Make up her mind.
She was so blonde, she told me to meet her at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. She was so blonde, she tried to put M&Ms in alphabetical order. She was so blonde, she sent me a fax with a stamp on it. She was so blonde, she thought a quarterback was a refund. She was so blonde, she got locked in a grocery store and starved to death. She was so blonde, if he gave her a penny for intelligence, he'd get change back. All right, let's try some of these things a Southerner would never say. Want to or not? You want me to keep going with the blonde jokes, or you want to?
Let's go Southern.
All right. Things a Southerner would never say. We don't keep firearms in this house. Has anybody ever seen a sideburn trimmer? You can't feed that to the dog.
These are things a Southerner would
never say.
Okay.
Right. I thought Graceland was tacky. No kids in the back of the pickup. It's not safe. Wrestling's fake.
What?
Honey, did you mail that donation to Greenpeace?
These are better.
Things a Southerner would never say. More. No, I'm not going to do that one.
Come on!
No, you can't. Trust me.
Do you think my hair is too big? We're vegetarians. I'll have grapefruit instead of biscuits and gravy. Honey, these bonsai trees need watering. Who's Richard Petty? These are things a Southerner would never say. Give me the small bag of pork rinds.
I think they come in small bags.
I know, right?
I just couldn't find a thing at Walmart. Trim the fat off that steak. Cappuccino tastes better. Cappuccino tastes better than espresso. Things this stuff I would never say. The tires on that truck are too big. I'll have arugula with my salad.
What's arugula?
I've got it all on a floppy disk. Would you like your fish poached or broiled? My fiance Paula Joe is registered at Tiffany's. Let's see, what do I have for time? All right. Let's see here. She's too old to be wearing that bikini. Does the salad bar have bean sprouts? I don't have a favorite college team. Be sure to bring my salad dressing on the side. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.